With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. FBI investigating threats against several of Donald Trump's cabinet picks and appointees.
Bomb threats and swatting attacks were reported this week against a number of Trump's incoming administration members, including Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who's been picked to be the next ambassador to the UN, and Lee Zeldin, the nominee to lead the EPA. A Trump transition team spokeswoman called the threats violent and un-American. The White House said President Biden had been briefed and that officials there are in touch with federal law enforcement and Trump's transition team. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, President-elect Trump declaring a win on stopping illegal immigration through Mexico after holding talks this week with the country's leader. But Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is suggesting Mexico is already doing its part and really has not much interest in closing its borders. Also at SRNnews.com, Beijing and Washington swapping prisoners.
The Chinese government says the three Americans it released were swapped for four people China had been seeking. The three Americans released by Beijing are Mark Sweden, who had been facing a death sentence on drug charges, and Kai Lee and John Leung, who were both accused of espionage. The Americans had been held for years. Just 2 months ago, China freed Christian pastor David Lin of California, who had spent nearly 20 years behind bars after being convicted of contract fraud. Donna Warder, Washington.
A trial in London hearing claims that three Bulgarian nationals passed secrets to Russia for nearly 3 years after carrying out surveillance across Europe on individuals and places of interest in Moscow. Prosecutors say they were part of a spy ring along with others from 2020 till 23. This is SRN News. Well, America's pastors are struggling with porn.
According to research from the Barna Group, 18% of Protestant clergymen say they are currently struggling with the temptations of pornography. 49% say they struggled with it in the past, and 33% say it's never been a problem. Amongst younger pastors under the age of 45, 26% say they are currently fighting an attraction to porn. It would appear that the easy access provided by the Internet is afflicting clergymen as much as laymen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Liberal panic developing about divorce. Warnings have been popping up on social media urging women who might be considering divorce to pull the trigger ever since President Trump won re-election. In fact, the twice-divorced president has never said anything about changing the country's divorce laws, and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has only lamented the fact there are too many. This is SRN News. Hyundai recalling some 200,000 vehicles. Here's John Scott.
It's because the rearview camera image may not show up on the screens. The recall covers certain Santa Fe and Elantra vehicles from the 2021 and 2022 model years. Hyundai says that solder joints on a printed circuit board can develop cracks that can worsen over time and cause the cameras to fail. That can reduce visibility and increase the risk of injury to pedestrians. Dealers will replace the camera at no cost to owners, who will be notified by letters starting January 19th. John Scott reporting.
Vaping coming before the Supreme Court next week as regulators ask the High Court to uphold its block on sweet-flavored products following a spike in youth e-cigarette use. FDA has denied more than 1 million marketing applications for what's being called candy or fruit-flavored products. More details at SRNnews.com.